I don't know how it looked
when you guys came in, but it was looking kind of promising when I came in. It's not pouring, so praise Jesus, we're getting there, right? We got a big day. We're going to have a great lunch, a cookout, and hopefully we're going to have a 4-H band concert. So I hope that you're planning on staying and celebrating with us today. What else do we have? We have June 11th is the Texas Roadhouse fundraiser for Champions. So there's not going to be a meeting that day for Champions. We're going to go to Texas Roadhouse and just make sure you tell the wait staff that you're there for the Champions fundraiser, and a portion of your bill will go towards Champions. Okay? And then June 12th is the Women of Faith Mystery Lunch. I told you, they have a lot of faith in where they're going to go for lunch. Somebody picks it, it's a mystery, and they all got to follow. And then June 28th is our Hope Fest from 3 to 9, where we're going to have different worship teams from our city, from Newark, and from our church. And then we're going to have speakers, and it's going to be a blessed time. Last year, we called it the Supernatural Hope Fest because God moved in a very supernatural way. We'll have some baptisms and a concert. It's just going to be great. We have some praises. We're going to praise. Sally is back with us. We're so glad you're feeling better. We're so glad that you're back. And Robert, my Robert's here. He looks great. We're going to keep praying for his grandma, but I know how proud she is. She would be proud this morning. So we're so happy that you're here. Some other prayer requests. I know Babette's sister-in-law, she'd like prayers for her. She has bone cancer that she's getting treatments for. And then our James hurt a muscle in his leg really bad, and he's been dealing with a lot of pain for a couple weeks. So I texted him this morning to see if he needed a ride, but he's just in too much pain. So keep James in your prayers this morning. Bobby, our precious little Bobby, the Lord has done so much in Bobby's life and has transformed so much in Bobby's life. This isn't going to set him back. The devil's not going to use this to make Bobby feel excluded and that none of that mattered. We love him so much, and that you just keep Bobby in your prayers. Bobby has such a tender heart. I'm praying for his protection, praying for his spirit. Are there any other prayer requests this morning? Yes. Shauna, is that what you said? Oni, pray for her sister. Jennifer, yeah. She's having some health concerns, so pray for Jennifer. We got a lot of health concerns. Well, this is Celebration Sunday. Today's the day that we celebrate the gift of the Holy Spirit. Jesus promised that when he left this earth, that he was going to send a helper to us, that we wouldn't want him to stay. Because back when Jesus was walking on this earth, that Holy Spirit, that was localized to where he was. When he went to perform a miracle, that spirit was with him. And he said, you don't want me to stay. You don't even know what's coming. Because if I go, you're going to get the Holy Spirit. And it is going to be international. It's going to be wherever you are. The Spirit is going to come and it's going to dwell inside of you. It's going to empower you no matter where you are. I will be with you. The Spirit will be with you. That is a reason for us to rejoice and celebrate this morning, because I'm telling you what, there's been so many times. Sometimes I'll talk about the ball bat that has to hit me upside the head. That's the Holy Spirit. But sometimes it's that little, still, small voice that you have to pay attention to. And you're like, oh, thank God. The Lord spoke to me right there. So we're going to celebrate this morning. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning. It says in your word to thank you in all things, not for all things, because we know that there are some things you don't send to us. But we are reminded in your word to give you thanks, to give you praise, to give you glory in all things. Because it is in those bittersweet moments in our lives, when we're going through the trenches, that you are magnified, that your glory is magnified, Lord. So we're going to praise you in it. We know that you are able. You are able. All these prayer requests that we lifted up this morning, Lord, you are able. And we praise God. We serve a God who is able to send his comfort, to send his healing, send his strength, to send his comfort to these all the names that were lifted up this morning. Thank you, Jesus, that your spirit does go out. When we are in the body of Christ, when we pray together, you hear our prayers. You're an active God in our lives. We thank you so much for that. And so this morning, I pray that the Holy Spirit is welcome. We come with great expectation that we're going to have a revelation of the Holy Spirit, that we're going to be renewed by the Holy Spirit, but that we're going to be energized by the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit's going to move these rain clouds away. Amen. We're going to praise you this morning. We're going to praise God the Father. We're going to praise God the Son, Jesus Christ. And we're going to praise the Holy Spirit that was gifted to us, that no matter where we go, we are marked and we are filled. In Jesus' name, amen. And what is praise, church? Praise is not quiet. Today is not the day to be quiet. So I hope you came to make a joyful noise. Amen. Amen. And our greeting this morning, Psalm 1, verses 1 through 3. Oh, the joys of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or stand around with sinners, or join in with the mockers. But they delight in the law of the Lord, meditating on it day and night. They are like trees planted along the riverbank, bearing fruit each season. Their leaves never wither, and they prosper in all that they do. What a promise. Amen? Amen. 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 Oh, Lord, we come and we give you just a portion of what you've given us back to you, to your church, to continue to build your kingdom on earth as it is in heaven, Lord. We thank you for the hands that work throughout the week of encouragement, of spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ, of just being your hands and feet, Lord. We give you thanks and we give you praise for each person that shows your light to this world. And with these gifts and these tithes and these offerings, we just pray that it multiplies as only you can do, that this ministry here at Faith Church grows as what you've called us to do, that we can be the light on this east side of Newark. What good comes out of the east side of Newark? Oh, we're going to be the good, because Jesus was the good that came out of Nazareth. And we believe, we just pray that the Holy Spirit strengthens us, continues to guide us in all that we do. In your name, we ask all these things. Amen. Amen. And oh, I didn't see Chris and Tina's son, our newest member of the praise band. Hey, we're glad you're here. Amen. I hope you're ready.
Blessed to have him fill in for Joe.
Yeah, we're glad you're here. I forgot. Another Jeff and Marsha are going to be traveling to Tennessee to go visit Pastor Jeff and Tina after church today. So pray for their traveling mercies, but also that they, God just blesses their visit. I can't wait to see them together. I know they're excited about it. So pray for, and also my uncle, we call him Uncle Sarge. He was in the United States Army. He's having a delicate procedure done on Wednesday on his ear. He's been in a lot of pain. It's a delicate procedure, and I'm praying against nerve damage because, you know, it's just, there's so many nerves right there in his ear and around his face. So just pray for the doctors, pray for my uncle Sarge and Aunt Diana in Virginia, and also Bonnie. Continue to pray for Bonnie and Sean. She's got a great caretaker, but that with her wound vac, just continue to pray for her leg to continue to heal. Amen. Oh, good. She got it off. Good. That's an answer to prayer. So in the spirit of Pentecost, it says in Romans 8 and verses 14, for all those led by God's Spirit are God's children. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear. Instead, you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies together with our spirit that we are God's children. And if children, also heirs. Heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him. That we are joint heirs to the throne of glory. Amen? Amen. Amen. That is that power of the Holy Spirit. Let's pray. This is our Bible before we listen to the word from Paul this morning. This is my Bible. It contains the word of God given to me. It tells me that I am made righteous through Jesus Christ and that I am the head and not the tail. And since I'm a joint heir to the throne of glory, today I will allow what I hear to transform me to be more like Christ. God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. Amen. Amen.
So I wrote a prayer like I always do when I start my sermons. But I went into work last night, and I just happened to be looking around some of the things on my computer, and all of a sudden I saw something that said, the Feast of Pentecost. And I thought, what is that? I don't remember ever copying it, writing it, doing anything about it, so I called it up. Well, I think that was God telling me, hey, let's open in prayer this way. So that's what we're going to do. Sunday is the Feast of Pentecost. Today is the Feast of Pentecost. The Spirit is loose, and the Spirit is wild and powerful. So we pray. Spirit of love, crush the pain of hatred. Spirit of hope, stand before our eyes. Spirit of light, dance within our darkness. Spirit of peace, silence tongues of anger. Spirit of life, break the chains of death. Spirit of joy, overcome our sadness. Spirit of faith, rise above our doubting. Spirit of truth, save us from our lies. Spirit of God, walk among your people. The Spirit is loose and the Spirit is wild and powerful. Amen. So how do you know when prayers are answered? You might want to consider it with an open mind. I asked for strength and God gave me difficulties to make me strong. I asked for wisdom and God gave me problems to solve. I asked for prosperity and God gave me brawn and brains to work. I asked for courage and God gave me dangers to overcome. I asked for patience. Oh, I know better than to ask for that. Because God placed me in situations where I was forced to wait. I asked for love, and God gave me troubled people to help. I asked for favors, and God gave me opportunities. I received nothing I wanted. I received everything I needed. Yes, my prayers did get answered. Not always the way we asked or expected. Our first scripture today is taken from the first book of the Bible, Genesis. In chapter 11, verses 1 through 9, the author uses the story of the flood and the story of Babel to characterize the ways humankind and God's responses through acts of judgment in order to prevent humanity's proud efforts to rule over creation, not as God's faithful representatives, but as rebels. This sets the stage for God's call to Abram to begin his redemptive work that would unfold Israel's history. So Genesis 11, 1 through 9. At one time, all the people of the world spoke the same language and used the same words. As the people migrated to the east, they found a plain on the land of Babylonia and settled there. They began saying to each other, "Let's make bricks and harden them with fire." In this region, bricks were used instead of stone and tar was used instead of mortar. Then they said, "Come, let's build a great city for ourselves." For ourselves. You heard that, right? with a tower that reaches into the sky. This will make us famous and keep us from being scattered all over the world. But the Lord came down to look at the city and the tower the people were building. Look, he said, the people are united and they all speak the same language. After this, nothing they set out to do will be impossible for them. Come, let's go down and confuse the people with different languages. Then they won't be able to understand each other. In that way, the Lord scattered them all over the world, and they stopped building the city. That is why the city was called Babel, because that is where the Lord confused the people with different languages. In this way, he scattered them all over the world. The next scripture is also from the Old Testament book of Psalms. This section describes the fifth day of creation, where the realm of the sea was structurally balanced with the celestial round as the other boundary to the realm of earth. Psalm 104, 24 through 35 said, O Lord, what a variety of things you have made. In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. Here is the ocean, vast and wide, teeming with life of every kind, both large and small. See the ships sailing along, and the Leviathan, which you made to play in the sea. Now, a Leviathan was a mythical monster of the deep that was portrayed as nothing more than God's harmless pet playing in the ocean. They all depend on you, Lord, to give them food as they need it. When you supply it, they gather it. You open your hand and feed it to them, and they are richly satisfied. But if you turn away from them, they panic. When you take away their breath, they die and turn again to dust. When you give them breath, life is created, and you renew the face of the earth. May the glory of the Lord continue forever. The Lord takes pleasure in all he has made. The earth trembles at his glance, and the mountains smoke at his touch. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will praise my God to my last breath. May all the thoughts be pleasing to him, for I rejoice in the Lord. Let all the sinners vanish from the face of the earth. Let the wicked disappear forever. Let all that I am praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So today's Pentecost. What's special about this day? Well, Jesus was sent to earth by God to save all the people from sin and death and to allow them a way to everlasting life to all who believe in him. He died on the cross for each one of us. He rose from the dead and once again walked among the living, appeared to his disciples behind locked doors, appeared to his followers on the road to Emmaus, appeared to Mary in the garden. John the Baptist said that he would baptize them with water, but one who comes will baptize them with the Holy Spirit and fire. God's Spirit is described as being like a powerful wind, a life-giving breath, a fire of passion, the very energy of God. Hildegard of Bingen says it this way, Holy Spirit, you are the mighty way in which everything that is in heaven, on earth, and under the earth is penetrated with connectiveness, is penetrated with relatedness. Who of us doesn't need more connectiveness, more relatedness, more energy? Come, Holy Spirit. Our next scripture is from the New Testament, book of Acts. It's a biblical description of the day of Pentecost. It's the 50th day after the Sabbath of Passover, thus the first day of the week. Pentecost is also called the Festival of Weeks, the Festival of Harvest, the Day of First Fruits. In Judaism, Pentecost was traditionally seen as the day Moses received the law. Now it will be seen as the day the Spirit came to fulfill God's promise as given in the law and in the prophets. They were all there. They, meaning the 11 apostles, were continually at the temple when it was open. Acts 2, 1 through 18. On the day of Pentecost, all the believers were meeting together in one place. Suddenly there was a sound from heaven like a roaring, mighty windstorm, and it filled the house where they were sitting. Then what looked like flames or tongues of fire appeared and settled on each of them, and everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other languages, as the Holy Spirit gave them this ability. At that time, there were devout Jews from every nation living in Jerusalem. When they heard the loud noise, everyone came running, and they were bewildered to hear their own languages being spoken by the believers. They were completely amazed. How can this be? they explained. These people were from Galilee, and yet we hear them speaking in our own native languages. Here we are, Parthians, Medes, Elamites, people from Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, the province of Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, and every areas of Libya around Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs. And we all hear these people speaking in our own languages about wonderful things God has done. They stood there amazed and were perplexed. What can this mean? They ask each other. But others in the crowd ridiculed them, saying, they're just drunk, that's all. Then Peter stepped forward from the 11 other apostles and shouted to the crowd, listen carefully, all of you, fellow Jews and residents of Jerusalem. Make no mistake about this. These people are not drunk. As some of you are assuming, 9 o'clock in the morning is much too early for that. No, what they see was predicted a long time ago by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God said, I will pour out my spirit upon the people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. In those days, I will pour out my spirit, even on my servants, men and women alike. They will prophesy. And I will cause wonders in heavens above and the signs on earth below, blood and fire and clouds of smoke. The sun will become dark and the moon will turn blood red before that great and glorious day of the Lord arrives. But everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
Their leader was gone, now their number was few, left in this world full of hate. They gathered together and started to pray. All they could do now is wait. That's when the power came into the room. Praise started filling the air. Suddenly they were no longer afraid. They felt his love everywhere. It's the power to love. It's the power to reach out to someone in need. Power to love. Power to conquer this world full of greed. There is no equal on earth, below or above. We have the power to love. It spread through the city and out in the street, a multitude gathered around. The power from heaven was filling the earth. It turned the whole world upside down. People were singing and praising the Lord. Laughter was filling the air. Filled with his glorious power and strength, they took his word everywhere. It's the power to love. It's the power to reach out to someone in need. Power to love. It's the power to conquer this world full of greed. There is no equal on earth, below or above. We have the power to love. We have the power to love. We will never lose. We will conquer through love. It's the power to love. It's the power to reach out to someone in need. Power to love. It's the power to conquer this world full of greed. There is no equal on earth, below or above. We have the power to love. We have the power to love. To love.
The next scripture, Haley already did, so I'm not going to repeat it. Romans 8, 14 through 17. You put that in there so I didn't have to do this. I know that. So we're going to go to our final scripture. It's from John. John 14, 8 through 17. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied. Jesus replied, "Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and yet you don't know who I am? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. So why are you asking me to show him to you? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words I speak are not my own, but my Father who lives in me does the work through me. Just believe that I am the Father and that the Father is in me. Or at least believe because of the work you have seen me do. I tell you the truth. Anyone who believes in me will do the same works I have done, and even greater works, because I am going to be with the Father. You can ask anything in my name, and I will do it, so that the Son can bring glory to the Father. You ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. If you love me, obey my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate who will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit who leads into all truth. The world cannot receive him because it isn't looking for him and doesn't recognize him. But you know him because he lives and with you now and later will be with you." Then continuing verse 25. "I am telling you these things now while I'm still here with you. But when the Father sends the Advocate as my representative, that is the Holy Spirit, he will teach you everything and will remind you of everything I have told you. I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is the gift that the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid." If you need special direction from God today, understand the primary way that he will communicate with you is through his word. Through it, his Holy Spirit can speak straight to your heart regarding whatever concerns you. How does he do so? Often you will find that God will lead you to a particular passage just when you need it the most. He may remind you of what you already know, and you will be able to practice his truth in the days ahead. Sometimes certain words, phrases, and verses will just leap off the page. You will see the principles that you haven't noticed before, or will convict you of what you need to apply to your life. In such instances, it is best to ask, "Father, how would you have me obey you in this?" The wonder of God's word is that it holds countless layers of insight and meaning and is always applicable to your situation. The more you grow in your relationship with the Father through his word, the more insights you have to his character and his will for your life, including the issues that presently concern you. We need Jesus to lead us through our time in this word, so we may know him better and obey him. Our hope is in Jesus because he leads us in the ways we should go. God in Jesus Christ spoke to the nations on Pentecost because even those who weren't speaking the language of the area heard his word, and those who had the fire laid on them had the burning of the Holy Spirit in their bodies telling them how to follow along their life, what to do, and how to get there. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. May his favor be upon you and your family and your children and their children and their children. May his presence go before you and behind you and beside you, all around you and within you, in the morning and in the evening, in the coming and when you're going, in your weeping and in your rejoicing. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace, now and forevermore. Amen.